Ruth 2:18. Then Ruth took it up and went into the city. And this is that ephah of barley that Boaz, that she had gleaned from the day and had threshed it out. So now it's the grain. And so this amount, she's taking it back into the city. And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. So she brought out and gave to her what she had kept back after she had been satisfied. So now Ruth also didn't just have this good amount of grain. She also had what was left over from her lunch and gave that to Naomi so Naomi can now eat, which I'm going to say obviously is what Boaz had in mind when he gave her, gave Ruth more than he could eat, that that Ruth would then take to his close relative, elderly Naomi, and to also give her something to eat. Verse 19, and her mother-in-law said, so Naomi said to Ruth, "Where have you gleaned today, and where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you." So she did not have this plan in advance that she was going to go to Boaz's field. It was just, hopefully someone will look kindly upon you and have compassion on you and let you glean even though you're a foreigner in your field. And so now Naomi is curious. Now, who was it that took notice of you? Because obviously she got more grain than what she could have harvested if she was having to cut the stalks and do all the work herself. She was able to bring home more than that because she was just having to do the easy picking up of the grain and the stalks at the end and then thresh that out, which none of this is easy. It's all hard work, but it could have even been more difficult. So, but Naomi is picking up that she's bringing in more. So someone took notice of her and had compassion on her, obviously. So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz." Well, verse 20, then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of the Lord who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead." And Naomi said to her, "This man is a relative of ours, one of our close relatives." And he's so close that he could be the one to perform this levirate marriage that would extend their lineage. And now this phrase that she says, he's not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead. This is, the living, of course, is Naomi, and then Ruth being the in-law that is helping now Naomi. But the dead is Mahlon, who is Naomi's husband, and their two sons. I'm sorry, Elimelech, and then their two sons, which Mahlon is thought to be Ruth's husband. So the three men that have died, those are the dead that she's saying that he's also showing kindness to because he did things that he didn't have to do. And he bent over backwards for her, for Ruth, and then ultimately Naomi because of the living and those three husbands who have died. Verse 21, Ruth the Moabitess said, "He also said to me, 'You shall stay close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest.'" Now, this was unfortunate translation issue. Kaufman said that this word that got translated as men was really people or servants. So it should have said more to communicate the message. "You shall stay close by my young servants," which obviously she's only staying close to the women because Boaz had commanded the men not to mess with her and not to bother her in any way and to leave her alone, and then she was to stay with the women. And Naomi understands it this way because of the next couple of times that she talks, she mentions it's just the women that she's staying with close by. But it shouldn't have been young men. It should have just been the young workers. But it's the women that she's staying with and working with. Verse 22. And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women and that people do not meet you in any other field." So she's telling her, okay, well, that's good that he told you to stay close to the young women servants. And so that's exactly what you do. You stay right with them. You do whatever they do and don't go into anyone else's fields. You just stay right with them. And Boaz was a wealthy man. He owned multiple fields of grain. And so wherever they went from one field to the next, she would just keep following these women and picking up grain and not to be working in any other field. So already Naomi is setting things into motion of her great plan that she's starting to formulate. And verse 23, so she stayed close by the young women of Boaz. So this is two confirmations here that verse 22, it was meaning the young workers, the young servants, the young people. But she's only staying, she's not staying close to any of the men. She's just working with the women. But she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of the barley harvest. And then she would go on to the wheat harvest. And she dwelt with her mother-in-law. So this is obviously what she did here. And I don't know how long this harvest is. I could think reasonably maybe a month for each one. So this might be a two-month process. And now over this time, sets up for chapter 3 that Naomi has come up with a brilliant plan in order to extend her eldest son's lineage with Ruth. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we will pick up with chapter 3 next week.